kiss your ass.
Kiss it? Hell, we'll even wipe it for you.
From here on in, it's Easy Street.
Any bars on that street? 24 happy hours a day. Oh, boy!
We'll stop Jehovah's at the gate.
Can I see that pamphlet, sir?
My God, this house is freaking sweet.
I make brunch,
Clive cooks lunch,
each and every day.
Chocolate cake, a la Blake.
$100, Blake is gay.
We'll do the best we can with Meg.
Are you saying I'm ugly? It doesn't matter, dear. You're rich now.
We'll do your nails and rub your feet.
Oh, that's not necessary. Oh, my.
We'll do your homework every night.
It's really hard.
That's why we got that Stephen Hawking guy.
My God, this house is freaking sweet. To pass lots of gas, Lois ran away. Now we've got 30 rooms. Hello, beans. Goodbye, spray.
We take a bullet just for you.
Oh, what a coincidence. That golf club.
No way.
Prepare to suck that golden tea. Now that you're stinking rich.
This house is freaking sweet.
Welcome.
Now, it's time for another episode of NXR 9X Radio. Enjoy. Episode 3 is now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of NXR 9X Radio. 9X Radio. Because sometimes you have extra space on your iPod and you're standing in line and you get bored. Screw, we don't really have a purpose. You know, we're kind of like Microsoft.
And they're vacuum cleaners.
Yes, and they're sucking vacuum cleaners. No, Microsoft has Windows XP Magazine. Why? No other reason than because they can. Otherwise, it's pretty much pointless. And, well, I feel we're in the same boat.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
Yeah, we're not in the same boat. We have way much betterness. We don't suck. And I just said betterness.
Noticed that. I'm afraid.
Alright, well, as you can hear, Young Brain is finally feeling better.
Yeah.
And, Freakout's not with us again tonight, just because I think I forgot to call him. So, I just won't. But,
Alright, be that way.
Sure, I think I will. Because this is really a dead show tonight. We were gonna do some voiceover IP stuff, but... It's just because of the recent accident and all, and just, like, how gay his parents are, we really just, we couldn't put it in tonight, so we're definitely making that episode 4. So tonight's really just a wing-it episode. We're gonna try and have a little information. Otherwise, tonight's really just discussion about technology. We also have a story of deadly or almost deadly accident. We'll probably be pulling some shit out of our asses. And I am introducing the Hacktendo project, the Super Hacktendo. But, let's get it all off and going by first saying... Oh, wait, because I just remembered, I want to have a picture with every episode, so I'm going to take a picture. I ripped open my old SIM card for my AT&T phone and took out the chip, so, I'll see if I can get a good picture of that and post it. With this show.
Just so you know.
Yeah, FYI. Because if we didn't say something, people would be curious. They probably wouldn't even know what it was.
What's the picture?
It's a picture of a square. Oh, man, yeah, something else cool, including small chips. Oh, yeah, this too. Freak Blaze is me, and I've recently got a job at Wendy's, so... Whatever.
You're the power.
Shut up. Shut up, all you out there and listening to this because you're bored and can't watch TV Land. It's a paycheck. I got $203. That's after the government stole my money. No, they didn't steal it. I get it all back in tax refunds because I'm under 18, and I don't make any more than $9,000 a year or some gay shit like that. So, booyah. Hopefully I get, like, some snafu, like, Freakout did. He got, like, $800 back when he was supposed to be getting, like, $80 back. And he cashed the check, too, and they never said anything to him. So, it's like... Yeah, it's like free friggin' moolah. So... He has it in the bank and he's collecting interest on their money until they realize that they made this mistake and try and get it back. But I doubt they will. Because you know what accounting software they're running? Accounting software designed for Windows XP.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's money the taxpayers will never see. Wait. Or other people or whatever. It's free money.
If it's government spending, we'll never see it.
Well... There almost is no such thing as free money. I guess we
except
can now put
it... find it on the ground.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, that's not free money. That's not like somebody gave you free money. That's like luck. Really.
Okay.
But anyway, I work at Wendy's, and within the past week, I last worked on Tuesday, and now it's Saturday. So somewhere in that time, they got new equipment, and they got a credit card reader, finally. So that all the cheap-ass people, and I had to do 95 cents on a credit card. 95 cents on a credit card. Isn't it like a point for every dollar you spend? Not for every 95-cent increment? But anyway, this other guy handed me a card, and it was one of those American Express ones, the blue, with the smart card chip in it. And I noticed that chip's really small. I just had to mention this because it was, like, blowing my mind. It was really cool to actually be holding the card. And I was going to say something to, like, you know what the chip's for and stuff? And, like, inform the person. I'm like, eh, screw it. They're trying to get food. Why the hell should I inform them? Plus, you think they're really going to care that bad? I mean, as long as they can punch in a number instead of having to use software and hardware and... underwear and all that stuff. Eh, whatever.
Underwear?
People.
Freeware?
Yep.
Careware?
Hardware?
Blackware?
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough of the wares.
Yeah, but definitely I'm gonna save up my cash and just get some cool shit. Saving up for a $700 two-year-old Sony Vaio laptop, 1.3 gig speed, 3...
Actually gonna get a gigahertz, man?
What?
You're actually gonna get a gigahertz processor?
In a laptop,
no
yes.
No way.
1.3.
No way.
380, whatever.
Great. Oh man, we're rushing now. Might as well get on our racehorse and blow.
No, it's not that bad. It's got 380 something, and plus, when I put Linux on it, the thing's gone.
My computer put together all of them, all six of them.
What are you? Wait, I can't understand. Are you saying what I'm gonna get is bad or good?
Good.
Good.
What I have.
Oh, I couldn't tell if you were being sarcastic. A gig. Oh wow. That'd be.
Wow.
Nah. Yeah, as you can see, it's just kind of like we put it together a show because we needed a show to get up finally night. And just because we want to let the whole world know, Young Green's doing good. But yeah, I should be getting this sweet-ass laptop. I should borrow a little money from my parents to do it, since I, like, never ever ask them for money. And they should let me have it, and things should work out pretty good, you know? Should get a sweet laptop. A thin one, too, and it comes with docking station. And the docking station...
Great.
Yeah, docking station has... Well, the docking station, you can plug in a phone line or an Ethernet cable to, and the docking station also has a, CDRW, and chances are pretty good that the CDRW is going to be faster than the one I have on my computer, because the CDRW I have on my computer burns at 4x. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I bought it as an external drive in, like, 2000. So, in, like, 2 years ago, I said, you know what, screw this, ripped it open and put it inside my computer. So I said, I looked at it long enough, and as I gained more knowledge, at first I thought, I'd never be able to take it out of the case and put it in the computer. And also one day I just said, screw it, I take it out and put it in the computer, or I just throw it away and get a good one. But my cheap tendencies got the better of me, and now I have a 4X CD burner, but I don't care. It goes fast enough for me.
Yay! Hell,
if I can sit here and friggin' dial up, then 4X CD burner is right up my alley.
Yahoo! Dial up!
Woo! Yeah, that the uncle I do want to buy the laptop from did stop by and give me, he gave me, what qualifies for an assload of stuff. An assload of stuff. He gave me two motherboards, AMD Athlon. One of them has serial ATA. He gave me an 802.11b wireless router plus 4-port switch. He bought a G1 and he didn't need it anymore, so he just said screw it and gave it to me. Which I'm always up for free stuff, because the thing is, like, pretty much brand new. It works great. So he gave me two motherboards, a 256 megabyte RAM module for laptops, a wireless PCMCIA Linksys, no, D-Link.
I think that's enough bragging, man.
No, I'm just listing the parts, because I'm probably going to be giving some of them away. And then he gave me this crappy thing that's supposed to, like, it's supposed to do the same thing that Emerson Switchbox does, or Switchboard, that you can, like, take your phone line and be on the internet, the phone, and receive a fax all at the same freaking time. Even though I think you'd have to have, like, three-way calling and call waiting or something to do that. Which I have neither, but, yeah, whatever. But still, it's a lot of fun stuff, and anyway. Speaking of motherboards and stuff, I guess this is a good time to introduce the NXR Quest for Broken Crap contest sweepstakes. Hoopla.
Yay!
Hoopla.
Get enthusiasm going. Oh yeah, rock on, we got this contest, and we're rocking out.
Yeah, alright. Here's the deal, I recently found on my Gmail page where my invites were being hidden and got a 9XR at gmail.com email address. So what you want to do is you want to take... Alright, here's the way the contest is going to work. See, follow me here on this. I'll get to the prizes afterwards. What you do is once a day, and I'll look at the timestamp on each of the emails, you email me, or no, twice a day, yeah, I'll open it up to twice a day. Twice a day, email a number through 1 to 10, and in the subject write contest. Now, the first person to email me the correct number, on the sixth time. So the first person to send, it's like the sixth caller receives a prize, except the sixth emailer to email me that number receives a prize. So there's 10 numbers you can pick in all. And then you gotta be the sixth person to send me that other number. So if like only one person participates, you know they could like, they could probably win in a matter of days. But if a lot of people participate, then they could also win in a matter of days. But anyway, if you don't follow me, really just like send an email to nxr.gmail.com, and we'll see if we can explain it to you any better. Hopefully in our show notes, there should be a contest description or anything. Like, I mean...
the summarized version, send us an email with the number 1 through 10. Hopefully you win. The end.
Yeah. You can do it twice a day. Pick a number 1 through 10. If you're the sixth person to send us the chosen number, then you win. I think it can't get any simpler than that. But like I said, I'm still going to put up the stuff because once I try and say it, it doesn't make any sense anymore. But it makes sense when I think of it. But anyway, here's what the prizes come down to. I have two dual Pentium 3 motherboards. One of them I think may have fried, but the other one my uncle brought down as a test board to see if we could get it working back when my dual Pentium 3 machine broke. Right now I have a brand new dual Pentium 3 motherboard in the machine, but now I'm left with these two other motherboards. But they are not the ones that he brought down and gave to me the other day. One of them, I think, may just be broken. Who knows, maybe it's just me and my components. So, the one that I think is broken is second prize. So...
Yay, second prize!
Yeah.
How do you determine second prize?
What?
Seven? How do you determine the second prize? Whoever gives us the right number, seven?
You know, I don't know how we'll determine second prize. But we will, somehow. And then first prize is the other motherboard he brought down that, like, according to him, it worked, but he just really had no use for it. And I, too, really have no use for it. So, and they're good motherboards.
Why are we giving it to you?
Yes. So we're giving it back to the community in the form of a hard-to-follow, confusing contest. It doesn't get much more evil than this, folks.
Send us a number 1 through 10 at 9xr@gmail.com.
We can't make it any more stupider than that, for lack of a better description.
So fun. Do it because you're bored, and do it because you want some broken piece of junk.
Yeah, we'll have you make a little contest jingle. And we'll keep giving everybody, updates until every episode we'll mention something about it until it's, done.
Yay!
Although I'm sure I'll probably come across some other crap to, give away.
When does this contest end? Because we don't want people emailing us this in, like, June of, like, 2008.
We'll announce the contest. The contest ends when somebody wins.
Yeah, but how will they know that? What if they listen to this later, like, somewhere in the future? How about this ends?
Yeah, but if they stop listening to the show, what makes you think that they're gonna keep trying to participate in the contest? Then they send us a number.
Someone just might. You never know.
Dude, they send us a number. We send back an email. Sorry, contest ended.
In like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, let me see. I think I only have a year and a half left on the web hosting that we have now.
No, I'm just making up a year.
What?
I'm just making up a year.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely I'd like to thank everybody on the Stank Dog forums for giving me information on where to get a completely anonymous credit card, or at least I hope it is, prepaid. According to them, I should be able to get one from 7-Eleven, and it should work kind of like a gift card or something like that. That's like a credit card. But either way, if it does what it should, there should be an NXR.T or an NXR.com up soon. We should be getting a .com soon. Because you said year, and that reminded me. Like a $5 something cents will get us a URL for a year from 1&1.
Yay!
Yeah. Dude, I signed up for their free 2-year professional package, which gives us that 50 gig transfer a month. And along with that comes our special little get a domain name for $5 a year thing. So definitely sweet.
Do we really use 50 gigs a month, though? I mean, we probably only use, like, 20 megs.
No, we use a lot more than 20 megs, since I could tell by the volume of people who, on the forums kept telling us how good the show was.
Hopefully.
And I'd like to thank everybody for their feedback. Feedback is always welcome.
Yeah.
Definitely feedback on this episode, because we'd like to know if you wish for us to stay clear of episodes like this.
Yeah, just tell your friend, tell your brother, tell your brother's friend, just tell everyone.
Tell your mother's brothers. Definitely. School's back in swing for me. not for young brain yet, because his accident. So before I get into school crap, let's talk about what exactly happened, man.
Well, I was heading down the road on a four-wheeler, and...
Well, wait, how did it all start? How did it get to you being on the four-wheeler without a helmet?
I was at work.
What?
I was at work getting muchos dolores.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, people are probably wondering, what's this kid doing that at the end of the day he can just hop on an ATV and crash into a tree?
Yeah, I was kind of just running around on a four-wheeler that I felt like riding after work. So I asked my manager, and she said it was okay, and I just kind of crashed her four-wheeler on accident. It wasn't on purpose. So.
And then what happened?
I woke up in the hospital the next night.
That's fun. I've not. I shouldn't say that. It seems like to me fun, like having something like something happen, and all of a sudden you wake up somewhere else and you don't remember crap.
Except for when it hurts when you wake up.
Because it just seems weird to me. Although I fall asleep all the time, I'll be watching a TV show and I'll wake up with another one. I'll be like, son of a bitch! It'll be something I want to watch, like Cowboy Bebop or Inuyasha or something. I'll just be like, God damn it, oh dear, because I just fall asleep, but, I mean, that must be weird to, like, fall asleep on, like, not fall asleep, but, like, you're, like, flying, you're flying along on this, like, thing. How fast do you think you were going?
The doctor said, by the cuts and bruises I had, I was going around at least, like, 40 miles an hour.
God damn it, man. Some, definitely a young brain in there, eh? Because the common sense portion isn't developed.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to go ATVing, but now me and my dad do other things, but 40 miles, man, I thought you'd blow around a little bit, like 15, maybe go 20 at times.
Well, he said it went pretty fast. I don't know if he was right or not. I was going downhill, too.
Oh. Dude, do you even know how you're supposed to sit when you're going downhill? There's a special way you're supposed to sit, or else the back tires could theoretically... You could go into a spin. Like, a tire head-over-heels type of spin. Down the mount, or hill.
No, I don't know. I haven't been properly trained in the proper mechanics of four-wheeling.
Because I used to go four-wheeling when I was 14 and 15. And I'd always have to ride the ones that say must be 16 or older by law. Because of my size. Because of my height and everything.
Yeah.
But still,
I'll
dude.
I'll try one of those.
Dude, I wore boots. Like, these giant steel tip boots. I'd go in the forest and I'd kick down a sapling tree that would be like a 3-inch thick trunk. I'd just keep kicking the trunk until the tree falls over. I mean, that's the type of boots I was wearing. I was wearing a chest protector that very few things go through. Like, if a giant piece of a stick hit me, it would hit the thing and, like, burst into a million pieces before it goes through me. My helmet, I'm sure, could possibly stop a bullet. And only when I wore all that and my gloves did I feel safe enough to even go 40. I mean, I admit, at times I was ripping around at 70, but when I was going 70 and almost went into a head-over-heels flip just by going and hitting a small bump, I hadn't gone 70 since, but... Oh, man, I used to love going ATVing, hitting the track, going on the giant jumps. Man, I used to be pretty good on the jumps. Like, not doing any tricks, but I mean...
And we are reminiscing about four-wheeling again.
My 400cc motor. Sure, it got some height, really, for how big of a guy I was. My dad had something else. He had, like, something super fast. He didn't want to give him too much power. But still, I got hype for what I had, just because I knew where to lean when you're going up the jumps. Man, that was some good times. But then all of a sudden, you know, legal crap, and people just kept suing the off-road park until one day all we needed to do was go and sign the sign-in log, present our ID, pay $200 a year and go in. And the last year we went, we had to pay $600 a year. We had to sign 2 legal waivers, show our IDs, get our pictures taken, and be fingerprinted every time. Because people kept suing the place. Dude, you there?
Yeah, I think that's gayness. That's why we, living out in Virginia, can just ride wherever we want, because there's no legal waivers. We just ride at our next-door neighbor's friend's house.
Well, you're also allowed to ride in the forest and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's that's why there's no legal stuff. Because people would drop their kids off, and the kids would get hurt, and they'd be like, I'm going to see the park. Because I let my kid drive around I let my kid drive around something that's four wheels and a friggin' motor that was on I mean, duh. How could you expect a kid to go there without adult supervision and not get hurt? That's like leaving, like, an ox in a glass factory or something. I mean, really.
For a person with a gun in a glass room?
Yeah. But still, this is a perfect example of people screwing things up for everybody.
How did we get there with this topic? Who knows?
How you got hurt. It's just, I'm sorry, I can't get over how Sue happy everything is today.
Yeah.
Like, people just keep suing and suing and suing. And if there's a slight legal hole where somebody could make it big with money, then people exploit it and make everything so not fun.
Yeah, kind of like the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, dagnabbit. But I'll tell you what, whoever's bunking with Martha's gonna have one damn nice cell. But anyway. So, you got hurt. How, what exactly did you have afterwards?
I had a really bad concussion, which is still healing.
What was it like? Hospital food good at all?
I didn't eat anything.
Oh, you weren't there that long to eat?
No, I was there long to eat. I was there for like 4 days.
Well, you didn't eat anything?
Yeah.
Did you lose some weight?
I don't know.
Wait, 4 days? Oh. No? Wait. One. You were only there for like a day and a half.
No, I was there for 4 days. I was there from Monday, was it, to like Friday or Thursday, something like that.
No, you crashed on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I called on a Wednesday to see if you were okay, because I wanted to give your family Tuesday to just in case, like, anything took a turn for the worse, or just to, like, see, just give you some time in between. And then I called back, it was either Wednesday or Thursday, and you were out.
I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe it was.
You were in there for more than a day, I know. And they said you woke up, like, Tuesday morning at some point. Otherwise, when I called, your sister didn't sound too concerned. But she said your parents, like, hadn't been home since they got the phone call. They'd just been in the hospital, like, all night, and it didn't look like they were coming home anytime soon. They were concerned, man.
Yep.
And I was just about to go to judo, and I go, and the whole time I'm like, damn. Oh, man, that sucks.
Don't get me so stupid and crash into a tree.
No, I'm just thinking, like, damn, that sucks. I just sent him all those computer parts. No, I wasn't thinking that.
No.
But I was just like, damn, he can't get hurt, man. It's not right. It's not supposed to happen. Because we're supposed to, like, no, it's not right.
What?
So, anyway, how's everything healing up? When you finally realized what happened and they told you what you have, what injuries, give us an injury analysis.
I have a hairline fracture on my nose and eye. Not in my eye, but like the thing around my eye.
Socket?
I have a concussion.
Is your concussion still there?
There's still a line, and other than that, the line is, like, healed up, but it's still scarred and hurts when you, like, hit it.
Ah.
Of course.
What else?
I had bruises and scrapes, like, all over my body, because I wasn't wearing...
That happens when you hit a tree with no protection.
Yeah, I was wearing, like, jeans and a shirt.
Like, I was going over a turn, like, one of those big, like, wallish turns, and I went a little too high and flew over and smacked a tree... And the bike, like, landed right on top of me, like, upside down with the wheels still spinning, the gas still on. So I turned the bike over and flipped the thing over. I mean, I was in a little bit of a daze, Like, I mean, I was in a little bit of a shock because an ATV just landed on me, but I was perfectly okay. I'm sure if that happened to you wearing nothing, you'd probably have broken ribs.
Or worse, I could be dead.
Or, yeah. Yes, the moral of the story is...
Always wear your helmet.
Don't be a friggin' idiot. No, the moral of the story is, kids, young brain is not cool. Do not imitate him in any way.
ATVs are dangerous.
No, ATVs are perfectly undangerous. Because if you tell them they're dangerous, people want to do it more. So that they can get hurt and sue somebody.
Okay, they're perfectly undangerous, and you can ride them all day long. Just wear your helmet.
Yeah, definitely. Wear a helmet, folks. Unless you're driving 5 miles an hour on your Jazzy scooter, wear a helmet. Just, I mean, there's common sense there. And, well, I'm sure everybody's wondering, were there helmets that you could have worn?
No, there weren't.
Did anything pass through your mind at any time, maybe I shouldn't go any faster than I can't stop in 10 feet? Should I go so fast that I can't stop?
It crossed my mind, dude. It was after work, I was dead tired, I felt like cooling off, and all I did was just zoom away.
Dude, when your head's like, when you're tired and you're like in that sleepy daze, that's not the time to operate heavy machinery.
I look back now and I say, yeah, you're right. But
dude, we might as well go like down like 3 tablets of NyQuil and drive some bulldozers around, you know?
Oops, I just hit Walmart.
Oh, I took out their Martha's. Oh wait, no, Kmart has the Martha Stewart collection.
Oops.
Oh, I took out every single kiosk in the whole building, not to mention the whole building. But yeah, people, wear your helmet.
What?
I said wear your helmet, definitely, definitely, definitely. So it's good. It's good to hear you going. How has the recovery process been, really?
It's been actually really good and really progressive, really fast.
Yeah, because I remember when I called you the day you got out, man, you sound like you'd barely be able to move out of the couch without, like you sounded like you had one of those, like, stuffy heads, like, if you were to sit up, it'd feel like, ow, just because you moved it.
Yeah, that's actually how
and
it was.
And your voice sounded really bad, and you just sounded like total crap, which is why when I called you today to talk about possibly doing the show, I was surprised to hear how good you sounded, how better everything sounded.
It's funny, because you know how my hair was pretty long.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Now it's like butched in like certain areas of my head.
Well, they had to like cut it off, so you're definitely wearing hats the first few days of school.
Oh, yeah.
First few months.
Yeah.
My hair's long, but I finally, like, slapped the shit out of my barber until he cut it correctly. Otherwise, he'd always butcher my head every single time. But when it grew back, it wouldn't look too bad. But this time, he cut it, and it looked great after he cut it. So I didn't have to slap him around, but still. I had to say something, like, 8 times before I actually did it. But,
Hey, we're talking about your barber. How did we talk about your barber?
Because we got into the subject of hair, because I have long hair just like you.
I did. Now my hair is short because of my stinking mom who wants me to represent the family well and have short hair.
Be a proper young man. Well, you know what that means you have to get. You have to get a pierced tongue. You have to get those, like, earrings in your ears where it's, like, just a hole that you could, like, put a pencil through.
I need tattoos all up and down my body with that hair that sticks straight up in the air.
Yes.
A mohawk business.
No, just shave your head bald and paint it black.
What the heck would I do that for?
Well, aren't we rebelling?
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah, duh. Where's my brain?
Get the tattoo on your body, freak or for life. Definitely. Because that's the way to go.
Yeah, so can we talk about something intelligent?
What? I think we gave everybody plenty of warning that tonight it's going to have some topics of interest and smart. But it's really just an episode because we need to have an episode. Just that we don't fall out of the loop of things. That we don't mess up the at least having one every 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is our kick us into a habit so it's just kind of...
This is the habit forming. This is a gateway show. It's habit forming.
Just because this one may suck, you're going to have to listen to the next one because you listen to this one.
Yeah.
Because that one will be better.
Like I said, we love feedback. Give us feedback. Let us know that how bad this sucked. Anyway, I guess we should move on to the next subject. Recently on the Stank Dog forums, I was, thinking of Stank Dog. He says, take pictures, man. Take pictures of all your injuries. Every single oozing, pussing piece. Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Post them, man. Post them. Everybody loves to see multiple...
pussing nasty.
Yeah, nasty injuries.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, is that bad?
No, not really.
Alright, anyway, on the Stank Dog forums, I asked a question recently, is there any sort of Linux for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, or for the 65C816 processor, or that can work on an X816 architecture? Now, of course, the answer was no, but... that leads me into my next project. We were joking around, making jokes, and I said, you know, why are there all these, like, high-tech computer crime task forces, but there's no low-tech computer crime task forces? So, like, does that mean you could hack a bank with a Super Nintendo? And somebody said, oh, I forget who said it, but whoever you are, you get credit for saying this, for inspiring me. I'd like to see you pull that off. They said, I'd like to see you pull that off. And of course, saying that to me, like 5 minutes later, after I read that, I'm sitting there opening up my Super Nintendo. Like one of my two Super Nintendos, because you always have to have a spare. Because you never know.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, you never know when you might be modifying the hardware. So I find myself like with like 8 Google windows open, and I'm sitting there with like a million pliers trying to open up this thing. Until I finally just like took a screwdriver and smashed up all the corners. But it opens. And it's in semi-good cosmetic condition, but school got in the way a little bit, but other than that, it's been going so good as far as the project is concerned. Now, here's what's going on. The Super NES, also known as the Super Famicom, the family computer in Japan, or the better video game system than the NES, the Super Nintendo has some people say the chip was made by Motorola, and other people say it was made by Texas Instruments, and other people saying it was made by who the hell knows, but it's called the 65C816 CPU. It runs at a clock speed of 3 point something or another, and believe it or not, there is an ass load of documentation on assembly for this processor and the 816 architecture, which is the architecture the Super NES is built on, is called. Now, the Super Nintendo on board has, it's actually pretty interesting once you open the thing up to look at all the parts. You got, this nice little removable, like, chip thing for the video, and, it's got good sound. It's an interesting little thing. Now, the only thing that makes this whole project possible is the fact that in 1995, Nintendo actually produced a modem for the Super NES. Believe it or not.
No way.
Dude, it shocked the shit out of me. I typed in SNES modem in Google, and as soon as I saw there was such a thing as the SNES modem, like, I can't tell you how much that brightened up my day, because I wasn't gonna pull out the pliers or anything until then. The second I saw that, I just, like, ran down the stairs and started grabbing shit to open this thing up. So I wasn't sure if it was a hardware mod or anything. But actually, it looks just like a regular cartridge. Well, kind of. it fits in the cartridge slot, and then the game cartridge goes on top of it. But anyway, they actually made a modem for this thing. It's called the X-Band, and what it would do is it would dial up to special servers, and it's Super Nintendo. There is a giant Super Nintendo game network for like the 21 games that was released. And it was actually pretty popular for like 3 years. There's websites out there like xband.org, I believe, where people are trying to restart the thing. Although they're trying to do it with their emulators over the internet and make a server. But there's people who have requested the server code from Nintendo and are trying to get the a clone of the dial-up servers working. So people are still into this thing, like, a lot. It's amazing. But the thing that makes it useful is that they actually made it, and I was able to find a ROM version of the BIOS for this thing. So that what that means is I need to look at this code, if I could find a disassembler that can actually disassemble it and save it to a text file. Yeah, here I'm missing a key point. I don't know assembly. But I'll get to what I'll get to what I need later. What I need to do is I need to disassemble it, look at the code, find the switches that are needed. I need to find a way to either change the number that dials to in hard coding, or change the number, or unless it prompts for a number, I need to find what kind of dial-up protocol connection crap it uses. Who knows what it could do to dial out. It could just, like, connect you and just, like, I don't know how data transfer works, if it does a conventional modem or anything. It's really hard to tell. Or if it does, like, a fax or something.
Now, you don't even know if this modem is actually a modem. What if it's just a little thing that's programmed to dial a certain number and let data through? And it can only dial one certain number.
Well, that's why you go into the BIOS program and change the number it can dial to.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
And that's what I'm talking about right now, so I really need to figure it out. But then it's just a matter of pulling out the chip that holds that information and hard programming onto the chip. I'm not sure if it would be an EPROM or something. It probably is, since mostly all the stuff that held information that could be made into a ROM was on an EPROM. EPROM. I need a programmer off of the eBay. So I'm still making. So what I need to do is I need to get a cartridge that can be reprogrammed. Whether it's through hooking up through a direct cable or replacing the EPROM chips inside or whatever. I just need a generic programmable cartridge. And then what I need to do is you know the Telenet network? I believe that's what it's called. It's either TEL or TELENET. Well, back when I was originally experimenting with computers and foreign networks, I discovered this network, which I'm sure a lot of people know about. There's, like, numbers all throughout the USA, and there is one in Freehold, and, well, I'll tell you what, playing with it built up my phone bill a lot. But when I was on this network, all I had was this black and white terminal on my screen, and I would just dial up, numbers. And this was only, like, five years ago. And I just have a black terminal on my screen. I just type in, like, numbers that would represent somehow an address to this network. And some numbers I typed in would give me government machines. Others would give me a Linux or a Unix prompt, which I never knew until now. Like, up until the last year, I never knew what Linux was. But now I know, and now I use it, like, all the time. Like, religiously, I use it. But anyway, every once in a while, I come across a system that was a bank. Now, if you entered the correct password and such, you could go into this bank server. So what I need to do is, if you could get a programmable cart, what you need to do is program somehow onto a terminal. What it does is it splits the screen. You get, like, 3/4 of the screen is terminal, or a half the screen is terminal, and the half the screen is, like, a keyboard type thing. You use the gamepad to click down, to click the letters that would make the command. And, so it'd be kind of like a keyboard on the screen. I'm not sure if it's possible to build in support so that you could use the Game Boy mouse. I mean, not Game Boy, the Super Nintendo mouse. But that would rock. But you need a keyboard on the screen so you can click on the letters that you want to build up the commands. And a small amount of space in RAM. I think they can give you, like, something 100 kilobytes. 128 kilobytes or something. Maybe, yeah, I think that's about it. Maybe 256. Maybe close to a megabyte. Only these EPROMs can hold up to 16 megabytes. 228 megabyte EPROMs. Just to let you know, so the programming can be big. And then you download it to the mini ones. So when this project is ending, I'm not actually going to hack the bank and download this stuff, but what the project objective is to make it so that, in theory, it could. So that it has everything in place. It can download and save, and it can dial out, connect, and type in commands. So what you need to do is you need to dial in some sort of like VT100 terminal emulation. Because I'm still going off of all the information in my head when I did this like 4 years ago. I believe I used VT100. Or maybe I used that on something else. I don't know. I really need to look it up. But it sounds like a good project. It sounds like it's something worthwhile to me, really. What do you think?
I think it sounds great.
Definitely
sounds
worthwhile.
Sounds like it would be pretty difficult. You'd have to learn a couple things.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, and I learned from this challenge, and that's what makes it worthwhile, if you ask me. And plus, it's just freaking cool. A Super Nintendo that can dial out. I mean, this could open up a whole new door for stealth computers. Because, I mean, it, other than the blank or the cartridge that wouldn't look stock unless you were to slap on a sticker, like a game, you'd have what looks like a stock Nintendo system. No modded hardware or anything. No one would be the wiser. Because, even though I opened up the Super Nintendo, there's no modifications that are really needed to the hardware of the Super Nintendo. So, I guess I should probably close up mine, because I have a Super Nintendo sitting here open next to me. But, it'd be like the stealth mini-hack computer. No one's the wiser. All you need is a TV and a phone line and a power source, and you are on your way.
That would be pretty cool.
I know. It sounds like the most awesomestest project ever. I'm definitely giving it, like, the ultimate shot, the best shot I can. Now, this is where you can get involved. Whether it's donating, actually helping with programming, even just, like, giving us a small amount of information that can help. Anyone who helps, who wants to be a part of this, you can get your name on this project. And not just on this project. You can get your name hard... When I'm done, everybody who helps this project, I want their name to be on a credits option on the actual program that dials out. So, if as the cartridge loads... If 25 people helped us, the thing won't dial out until it shows the names of all 25 people who helped. So you definitely will get some well-deserved credit. Credit will go into groupings like programmers, donators, informers, and stuff. And definitely mine would be the first name in the row. Duh.
Of course.
Duh. But, still, you can help. I need a poster with, like, me and pointing, like, Uncle Sam going, I want you to help.
With the Hacktendo.
Yes, the Super Hacktendo Project. Now, how can you help, are you wondering? Well, first, I still need to make up a, you know what, here's the first thing you can help me on. I still need a website. I don't need hosting or anything. But what I need is I need somebody to do the friggin' layout.
Our layout looks like junk.
My cell phone's ringing. It's freak out. Hold on. Hey, man. Oh, crap. I'm doing the show. You want me to three-way you in? And talk about the Super Hacktendo Project. Dude, we're not doing anything interesting tonight. Trust me, you're not missing anything. We're just doing an episode to just keep ourselves in the habit.
Nothing interesting here.
Absolutely.
Next week. I want to listen because it is.
Next week when we do our actual information episode, we'll get you on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, bye. Oh, he sounded crushed. Oh, well. I really doubt he'd have anything to contribute because, I mean, he didn't do anything interesting. He went on a week's vacation and accidentally deleted all the pictures of the payphones in the airport off of his cell phone, so... I mean, I don't know if he deleted all of it. I'll see what I can get from him, but, ooh, yeah. We'll definitely put those pictures up with episode 4. Since I want to try and include pictures of every episode just to have something cool.
Now, this episode should be called, like, the Uninteresting Tacularness.
No, why is this episode uninteresting? We got a contest. We got the introduction of an awesome project.
And we have us ranting and blahing about how suing sucks and my crash. And
well, whatever. Dude, people want to know. People are concerned about you. But anyway, back to the project. Back to how you can help. First off, I need somebody to do the layout for the website. That'd be great. That person's probably going to be Majestic. But if you think you could do a good layout, speak up now. Or forever hold your peace. Because I think I will... personally be contacting Majestic to see if he can actually do it. Because, I mean, he...
something for what? Them? Because what is their incentive?
What?
Did our layout.
I don't know.
What is their incentive?
I don't know. Really, whatever layout... just submit a layout, and if it's good, I'll use it. But I'm gonna ask Majestic
to see if...
Like, I know he's gonna listen to this show, because he's gonna listen to it, of course, before he uploads it to the Majestic directory. Pimp, pimp.
Oh.
But still. Dude, Majestic, make us an awesome layout, definitely. Get your name on this project. And this project might take a year even. It might get shelved for, like, a couple months during school and the SATs and shit. But still. Help us. What else do we need? We need people who know assembly. What?
Help us.
Yes. People who... How can you help us? We need programmers.
Yes.
We need people who know assembly. Who... there's plenty of guys out there on how
to... We learn assembly. How about that one?
What?
What if we learned assembly? That would help.
I want to learn assembly, but I just don't have enough money for a friggin' book. Until Christmas, really. So... And plus, I want to give other people a chance to get their programming skills out there. We need people who, and if you're not sure completely how to do the assembly, or I'm sure assembly requires an extensive knowledge of the actual system and architecture you're working on, don't worry, there is there's an assload of, I'm using assload a lot tonight, that's the word of the week, assload. There's a ton, an assload of information. On, like, every single part of the SNES. There's, like, a million tutorials on how to do assembly for it.
Cool.
But the only thing I'm missing is that I can't do general assembly in general. So.
Well.
But anyway, now we need assemblers. What else do we need? How else can you help? We still need the X-Band modem. And, in fact...
Cash.
Yeah, we need cash, too. Cash could help this project, because cash could help us buy an X-Band modem. But if
you... they get in return for sending us cash?
Dude, they get their name on the project. Even if you just send us cash, if you make, like, a $5 donation. And in next episodes, and by the time the website's up, I'll hopefully have gotten a P.O. box, or, like, a box at the UPS store where I can receive large deliveries. But, like, even if you donate, like, $2, then you'll get your name on the project under donations. Like, I mean, totally.
Cool.
Like, I mean, if your donation's, like, under $2, we'll probably put your name on the website. But, like, because, I mean, it's a contribution, and you get your name. You get credit for it. But I don't think we'll put it into the program, because I don't want to make the credits too long. The credits will be, like, the programmers, the donators... But what else do we need? We need EPROMs. We need blank cartridges that can be written to. We need EPROM programmers. We need X-band modems. I think we need more than one, because one may get broken here and there.
If you have any of these things or want to just contribute in any way, please send us an email at 9xr@gmail.com.
Yes. Definitely, because we could totally use your help. Each and every one of you. There will definitely be a list up. If you want the list before I can get one, before the website's up, if you think you have anything, EPROMs, EPROM programmer, even though that's an expensive part, which is why I'm asking for donations, just in case we, nobody has one of those that they can part with. Because, I mean, that's a damn expensive part. So if we can get enough donations to buy one of those, then, definitely. But anyone to make a major or even semi-major contribution, anybody to make a contribution gets credit, no matter what. I don't leave anybody out. I'm an equal opportunity creditor. Everyone gets credit. Whether it's directing me to a guy who has an X-band modem who's willing to sell, or, like, giving me three because you had them sitting around. Just whatever. Please donate. I will definitely be bringing up this project and the progress we make on it in future episodes. But I just like to thank everyone in advance for everyone who wants to help, who can help, who will help. Just thank you, everyone. And thanks for everyone for listening to this show. And thanks for...
Bear with us, because...
Thanks for anyone interested in this project. Just thank you. That's what a simple thank you can do. Anyway, what were you saying? Dude, you know what makes the episode suck? How much you keep saying this episode sucks. This episode doesn't suck. We got good shit this episode.
This episode doesn't suck. The fact that we don't have anything prepared sucks.
Well, that's just due to circumstance.
Yeah.
Well, I still got... I wish to discuss calculators now. I recently got a TI-83+. Dude, that thing's friggin' sweet. I love this calculator. I can't wait to get video games for it.
Is it silver or is it just normal?
No, it's blue.
Is it a second edition or is it a first? Like a silver or a blue or whatever.
Dude, my mom purchased it yesterday. I really don't know.
Alright.
It says TI-83+ on it. It's a transparent blue calculator. And it's freaking huge.
Right.
Hey, I've heard some bullshit that the TI-83+ Silver Edition is, like, faster and shit.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. It's not fake. It's true.
Why is that?
Like, three times. What?
Is it more expensive?
Yeah, it has more memory, and it's just all around faster.
Oh,
better.
God damn it. If I didn't know the difference. I didn't know there was any difference. Otherwise, I'd ask my mom to get the silver.
Yeah.
Like, I asked her to get the silver, but she couldn't find one. So I asked her to get
the... Glad you got the TI-83+, not the TI-83, because now you can archive stuff in your second memory area. Just, you know.
Wait, what was that you said?
You can archive your programs, so you can...
Where?
Store them.
No, what'd you say about the TI-83+?
You can archive them, and you can't in the TI-83.
Oh, I got the 83+.
Good.
But still, the 83+ versus the 83+ Silver isn't as good, is it?
No. I think you can get a modem for the TI-83.
Yeah, I know, because weren't you trying to make a war dialer out of one?
Yeah, I still am.
Where'd you get your 83? Because, I mean, this is a freaking expensive calculator.
I think I got mine from, like, Best Buy or something. Or, like, Staples or Best Buy. Or...
I didn't know you went out and purchased one.
Yeah, I did. It's not like I'm renting it from the school or anything.
No, I thought you might have just, like, liberated one from the school.
Liberated. That's a good one.
This is an expensive calculator, which is why I'm surprised my school actually has them.
Or has any left.
No, my school, like, puts, like, friggin' security trackers on these things, I swear. My school spends way too much money than they should. They should just leave it in the hands of the students and worry about buying books and crap. And, like, painting the lockers.
They're not painted?
And, like, dulling, rusting, sharp, pointy things sticking out of the walls.
Nails, maybe?
No, not nails, things. Sharp, rusting, pointy things.
Oh, just things.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, cool.
Definitely. So, anyway, the TI-83 is cool, so, oh man, that bums me out, kinda. Cause I mean, it's a friggin' awesome calculator, but I want the fast one.
Don't worry about it.
Oh. But, dude, the thing's still, in my mind, it's a computer first, calculator second. To me,
exactly.
What?
I don't even use it for a calculator that often.
Yeah, to me, it's a computer first, calculator second. It's more of a handheld computer than a calculator. I think I've seen Texas Instruments refer to them as handhelds, not computers.
Actually, I've been learning ASM for the TI-83 for a while.
What do you mean? Do you type it into the
You convert it to hex and type it straight in. Otherwise, you have
All right, I was wondering, like, how are you doing that? Are you typing it in straight on the calculator, or are you typing it in on the computer?
What you have to do is you type it in on the computer, convert it into hex.
That's what I thought. I was just wondering what version you were using, because I know you were programming for it, but Freakout said you were just making, like, those gay programs, like, you were in the programming menu, like, making a program using the keypad on it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. This thing has an assembler on it. So I can download assembly code in the form of an ASCII to it and assemble it. So, dude, which version do you have?
I have the TI-83 Old Plus Edition, not the new Plus Edition.
Is there a difference other than the style of the body?
The glass is shaped differently, but that's not really anything any normal person would notice.
But I love this screen. You turn it on, and it's a giant screen, so many pixels, which is why you can play Tetris and crap on it. You can play, like, old Game Boy games on it, I bet you. I definitely bet you probably could. It's just a matter of time till somebody makes a Game Boy.
Someone made a Mario for it in ASM.
Really?
I remember hearing about that.
So it's just a matter of time until you really can. Dude, I know somebody who took the 84 silver and was, like, playing Doom 3 on it.
Yeah, the 90-something. Or
90... Oh, the 96?
Yeah, the 96 or 94 or whatever is really...
I think he took the 94, because the 96 is... The 96 is like a friggin' laptop, almost.
It's like a 94 or 92. Yeah, that one is really good. It's like a 2 TI-83 silvers. Cool.
But still, this thing is awesome. You turn it on, the first thing you get is a blinking cursor.
Yeah.
And now, of
remember
course,
that,
and then you turn on the key lock, and you can type in all sorts of letters.
Do you remember a while ago how I was making that credit card number generator just for fun?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't me, that was my friend, right?
What?
Well,
yeah.
That wasn't me, that was my friend, right?
Yeah, you have a messed up friend, but anyway, your friend was,
yeah, well, he finished.
Really? How's it work?
He finished it, and now it works with all the credit cards.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that rocks. How did he get it to work with all of them?
Well, pretty much he did a lot of programming and stayed up a lot of nights. And
are there algorithms to do that?
Well, it uses all the same algorithm. You just change stuff around so it all works.
Remember how people used to write boobs on calculators using, like, the 8 and the 00?
Something like that.
Remember, remember all those stupid words people would do on the calculators, like hell?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that makes this calculator so cool to me. You turn on the keypad, I can write hello motherfuckers across the screen. I can, like, type a sentence.
Yeah, I actually remember typing one time in numbers Led Zeppelin, but...
Yeah. Hey, actually, that works.
Yeah. Use 9 as a P.
It's the fact that you can do that. You can type in, like, a friggin', like, paragraph down the screen. Like, that's the way you pass notes. Somebody brings this in, you type in your message, hey, can I borrow your calculator, man? Sure. And you pass it over. They turn it on, see the message, type in their message, and pass it. It's just crazy enough to work.
Except for, it would be kind of weird if you were saying, can I borrow your calculator 18 times in class?
No, you just pass it back and forth as if you have to keep using it in math. I love when you start some program, like the science tools program, and it loads the whole Texas Instruments screen with the thing, and it gives you... Dude, to me, like I said, it's a computer first, calculator second. I used it as a calculator in chemistry the other day for, a gay small test. Only had to do unit conversions, and for some reason, all of a sudden, something said to me, I'm like, oh crap, I forget all my units, and something inside said to me, use the calculator. I turned the bitch on and did the unit conversions. It was great. I love this thing. I can't wait to get Tetris for it, because I saw in my SAT prep class, there was like 8 kids playing Tetris while the teacher was talking.
Everyone in my school is like, must be retarded, because no one knows how to program anything.
Yeah, this kid must have had a friend who or something, but, all I know is this kid's actually playing Tetris. He probably had half a brain and realized that you can download stuff. But they actually make keyboards for these. I don't know where to buy one, though, but that would be the best. That'd be the shit. Because I could get, like, an
essay. Download stuff, though, you either can print it out and type it straight on, which takes hours, or you can transfer it over with the link cable. The link cable costs, like, 15, 20 bucks or something.
20.
20?
Yeah, because I have to go buy one tomorrow so I can put cool shit on it.
Yeah, I can't afford that. I'll send you my program that I wrote. I mean, my friend wrote.
That crazy friend.
Yeah.
No, but, they actually make a keyboard. And you put the calculator on this, like, stand, so that it stands up so you can see the screen. And you hook up this full... It's a full-size keyboard other than the, number pad. It's a full alphabetic keyboard.
I remember reading somewhere that someone wrote Telnet for the TI-85.
Telnet?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Damn it, I need a recording of Peter Griffin going, sweet.
What?
Peter Griffin, Family Guy.
I know what it is.
Saying sweet.
Okay.
Like, people will probably notice the intro to this episode was like, the This House is Freaking Sweet episode song.
Because it's random, but yet has information that you need to know, kind of like that song.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody knew it was from Family Guy, but just in case you didn't, you're an idiot. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, don't stop the show. They stopped the show.
What?
I'm gonna get the keyboard, because that's the most convenient thing ever. I get an essay assignment, and I can go on lunch and, like, type the bitch up.
Yeah, but how would you print it out? You need, like, a TI-83 printer.
No, then you just go home, and you plug it into your computer, you transfer it to your computer, and you print it up. Because this calculator is freaking sweet.
Kind of like the house?
Yes. And speaking of school fun and computers, it's been a fun first 4 days of school in the Java lab. First day I walk in, I don't even finish saying hi to my teacher, and I already have the lid off of the computer that I chose will be my computer for the year. And like I can't believe I didn't even do this last year. I open it up, I read this like map that they had written on the inside of the case, flashed the CMOS, took out the BIOS battery, started the computer, so now I have full access to the BIOS. Then I took an extra stick of RAM from another computer, and so while all the other computers in the lab, and it's only 4 of us in this class, and all my other friends did it too, every other computer in the lab has 32 megabytes of RAM. The 4 that we're using all have 64 megabytes. And it makes a world of difference. These things are going so friggin' fast.
Wow, like just 64.
What? Yeah.
People have a gig.
Yeah. But we're definitely... I'm going to recommend to my school, because my county runs a computer recycling program. If we can make a deal to get whenever they get the correct RAM for the computers, to get a whole lot of 128 megabyte chips, we can go around the whole school upgrading all the computers and probably squeeze an extra 2 years of use out of them. And at the same time, possibly becoming student administrators and completing our objective of gaining access to the server room by time we're out of high school. Freshman year, we walked in there, and I said to him, I went, beep, because I'm not going to say freak out's name. I went, man, by time we leave this school in senior year, we're going to get inside that room for, like, we're going to get inside that room, whether we're breaking in or we're allowed in there, and, like, get in there and get the mess with all the stuff.
It was so funny. I got caught in my server room in middle school.
My server room was like a mystery. Nobody knew where the hell it was.
See, my battery's dying.
It is?
Yeah, my battery's dying.
Aw, crapper face.
Has it been an hour yet, man? I think it has.
Dude, it's been an hour and 9 minutes.
Oh. Well,
this episode hasn't been too bad.
No,
you know?
I don't think it's been so bad. I mean,
I had some phone numbers, but I'm saving all the phone numbers, and because I had some information about 800 stuff. But really, I was all prepared last week when you couldn't do it because your parents were being gay.
Yeah, again.
And then the next day you got in the friggin' accident. I was all ready last weekend, and it was... Or no, the weekend before that, because last weekend you were still hurt.
Yeah.
But the weekend before that, I was all ready. And, damn, that would have been a sweet episode. But instead, it's gonna be next episode, so join us next time. But I just gotta finish up the note. School's gay. They're trying to restrict us more and more. Now they assigned us lockers. But of course, when they assign us lockers, instead of letting us pick which locker we want, that means that there's now a master locker file on the computer. And I'm gonna do my best to hold back from gaining that file.
Uh-oh.
Like I did in middle school. What?
You mean your friend is gonna hold back from getting that file?
Yes, my friend, who's coincidentally named me. I'm gonna have to go over there and beat the shit out of me. Me is a Japanese kid.
I think we should wrap it up, because my phone's about to die.
How much more time do you think you can squeeze out? Because I just want to talk about this a little bit more. School's really fun. School's, like, kind of fun and kind of, like, boring as hell. It's just getting used to the new routine, but the school computers are fun to mess with. I'm figuring out more. Last year, all of our web filters used to be Windows-based and run off of the Windows server, which made it easy to F up because it was running on Windows and stuff. But this year, our web filter runs in Linux. Because there's one Linux computer in the server room. And that Linux computer runs the mail server and the web filter. But in the end, there's always anonymous proxies.
Yeah.
If only the son of a bitch didn't do meta tag filtering. That's what it does. That's how it catches you. But for some reason, 2600 bin rev, happy hacker. I was trying as many websites, hacker websites, as I could to see if it would block it. Aren't blocked. So you know what, I'm cool with it.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I know. The administration still sucks. The techs only come in like once a month and just sit in the server room like all day and usually fuck stuff up. Pretty good too. They'll usually fuck up the computers for a week. Whenever they come in. And they say it's for upgrades, for our speed. We get on and like things are changed for the worse.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Battery's on, like, nothing, dude.
Whatever. I just have to say, Java's gonna be great this year. My first project that I'm working on is to make a program that will, every half an hour, play a random Family Guy noise sound clip, and I'll put it in the startup, so that when the computer turns on in the morning, like, once an hour, you'll have a random Family Guy clip. in the, like, the middle of any class. And my oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's Duff Man, huh? Oh, that's Quagmire. All right, that's what the intro's gonna have. A whole lot of Quagmire stuff. So, it'll piss people off, and... Well, that'll mean I succeeded. Because that's
too much.
What?
This is closing.
Closing? What's closing?
I have to go, man. I'm serious. All right.
You can go. Everybody, thank you for joining us for another fantabulous episode of 9X Radio.
Send an email. Do the contest. 1 through 10.
We have emails. We have contests. We have projects. Donate. Email us. Give us comments. Participate. Whatever.
9XR@gmail.com.
No, 9XR. Gmail doesn't let you have a three-letter email. So it's 9XR.
9XR.
And look out, because coming soon, I hope, NXR.com will be up, unless some son of a bitch took it. But whatever. Well, anyway, till next time, stay straight.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Don't go by. Stay
yep.
Straight.
Have a nice whatever it's going on. Alright, we're out.
My God, this house is freaking sweet!
Welcome!
That's a wrap, people! Now let's get the hell out of here.
Now wait a second, where are you going?
The old bag only paid us up through the song.
Well, we can just pick up after ourselves. After all, we'll only be here on weekends.
No, Lois. It's time you started living like the piece of Schmidt you are.
That's Pewter Schmidt.
Wait, you guys, you're all hired to be full-time Griffin servants.
Peter, where are we going to get the money to pay all these people?
Simple. I sold our house in Quahog.
You sold our home?
Surprise.
Peter, how could you?
Whoops.
I recognize that tone. Tonight I sleep alone. But still this house is freaking.
Thanks for joining us for episode 3, Biz Ouch.